Put it in the same special spice. It's a real eastern.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The idea is I want to go through this. This is a Murdika Sefer that was written by a younger man in today's generation. But he did a very good job on putting together the chashivas of tefillah. Yeah, in a very, very concise. And I hope there's a lot of interesting kudas that he brings down, that he puts it all together. And then he starts going through all the different parts of tefillah. Moshe starts off with Brachas HaShachar, Karbonos. We say Karbonos in the morning, I don't know if anybody knows that. But and then there's the Estes. Oh, he made it. Oh, I'm very proud of you.
Made what?
I made it to the thing, even though you wanted me to say it at 10:15, at 9:30. Now, and he goes through all the way to Shemoneh Esrei, how you build up the tefillah, and then how it comes down back again to Aleinu L'Shabeach, which nobody's here for. And that's the main part of the tefillah, because that brings down the whole shefa of what you davened for, comes down by Aleinu. Of course, nobody's here to get the shefa. But we will go, we'll start from the beginning. We'll start from the Hakdoma, Psicha. Ha'aliyah le'psheba esek ha'tefillah. It's on page, I don't know. It's not. This is the beginning. Yeah, you can share it. The Sefer Sharon Betfila. That's what's his name? Rabbi Pinkus. Hevi Mishem Agrach Vital. Reb Chaim Vital was a Talmud from that Rizal. Shebedoros Harishenim Hayoterosim Keva Uvo Ika Vidosim. The Doros Harishenim, the previous generations, going back to the Rishenim, the Kadmonim, the Ika Avoida was Torah. To the point where the Pshim Bayechoi says that if you're in the middle of learning, you don't have to be masik for tefillah. For Krishma, yeah. For tefillah, not. Because you're in the middle of davening. Middle of learning. You're not mechayu to tefillah. Today, we don't believe in that. Because what it meant learning in those days, Toros and Keva, was a lot different than what we call Toros and Keva. So even for tefillah, we are masik. Right? Aval beikvas of the Mashiach, before Mashiach comes, ikar avoda hi betfilah. The ikar, but this is what Reb Chaim Vital says. Reb Chaim Vital says was the Talmud Muvak of the Arizal, and he tainas that the ikvas of the Mashiach in the Doros before Mashiach is going to come, the ikar avoda is tefillah. Now, what does that mean? That Torah is not an ikar? No. What he says is like this: Vahabiu. Avadai, the Indian of Talmud Torah is connected kulam. It outweighs all mitzvahs. Ach, kamoi b'Rosh Hashanah. This is a beautiful mashal. Just like in Rosh Hashanah. Sha'af al pisha Talmud Torah connected kulam. Even though Talmud Torah is connected kulam, mikom mokim ikka avoidas hayoim. The main avoid of the day is b'tkiya shofar. Right? You can have a mitzvah Talmud Torah on Rosh Hashanah. If a guy sits and learns all day and all night, he was Mekayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah, which is connected kulam. But if he doesn't take care of b'shofar, he missed what Rosh Hashanah is all about. It means he missed the mitzvah of the day. Misha zilzil b'zeh. And somebody who's mezalzil in it. How do you say mezalzil in English? Yeah, you can say that. Abuse. I don't know. Rakis limud ha-gemorah, and he takes only the Gemara. Gam Torah ein loy. Even Torah he doesn't have. Why? Because he missed the essence of the day. What's the essence of the day? Tkiya Shofar. Tkiya Shofar is being mamlich the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Huh?
Yeah,
it's not that. It's Baba Avera,
no? So why does it cancel
out? It's not Baba Avera.
No, because you're going to be passing up.
It's not a mitzvah Baba Avera. Mitzvah Baba Avera means if I take your lulav without your rishus and I make a broch on it. That's a mitzvah Baba. I took the mitzvah, I used a gzela to do the mitzvah. That's mitzvah Baba Avera. Here's not mitzvah Baba Avera. Here's Pshat. I just ignored the whole mitzvah's hayyim. So if the mitzvah hayyim is tkiya shofar, I could learn all day and I've had a Talmud Torah connected kulam, but you just missed Rosh Hashanah. Right? You missed the boat, buddy. Right. Hochenami b'deiruseinu. Yesh chashivus miyuchedes. There's a special chashivus to avoidus hatfila. V'tzorach l'shtadl bo v'lil doif achareh. You've got to be m'shtadl and run after it. M'pnei ha'nekudah ha'minyuchedis li'yameinu onu. And you've got to run after the nekudah that is negeah to today's generation. That means generations have changed. And even though Talmud Torah keneged kulam, it still applies. And avada yumuchiv, every minute is a shayla from bittul Torah. Abba tefillah has taken a chshivus, which is shaykh to the ikvus of the Mashiach, today's generation, more than it used to be. Now, why dafka? So he says, Amori de Gazach. Umashin is yachad erusin abba vidus tefillah. Why dafka in our generations? Or is tefillah more important than the first generations? Be yoshama pi yisoid godla muva besiv ha-kadumayim. He explains it lefi about tefillah. Sha tefillah hu al delis v'ashah lo'itzus ha-shomayim. Tefillah is the delis, is the door, and the gates to matonas min ha-shomayim. That means, the Rebellion explains that Rebbein Shlomo is a teva meitiv. He wants to give you. He wants to give you everything, and he has everything ready for you. If you don't have tefillah to bring it down, you can want and want, and in the Rebbein Shlomo can want and want to give it. It's not happening. It only happens if tefillah. Tefillah is the delis, is the door opening up, right? You have a package with $1 million outside. The postman wants to give it to you, and you don't open the door to let him deliver it to you. I don't care how many times the guy wants to give you the money, it's not going to help. You've got to open the door. Tefillah is the delis and the shah to the oitzus hashemayim. Shah filu im zakei odem. Even if a person is fitting and he has the schus, alidei maisov or alidei chesed Hashem, either through his own maisim or through a chesed Ribbono Shel Olam, that he zeicha to a brocha or yeshua min hashemayim or some salvation from shemayim. Lo yovo lo ha'toiva hu elo alidei tefillah. It's not getting to him through tefillah. Now you're going to turn around and ask me a shayla. How come you see a lot of people who've got a lot of money and got a lot of things, and they're not exactly makbid on davening? Baruch ato adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol nehiyo b'dvarei. The shayla is, what happened over there? How come they get it? Zolst wissen sein. They didn't have to daven for it, but that's for sure. They didn't get the chesed only because of the Baba's tefillah, the Elter Baba's tefillah, the Zayda's tefillah, whatever tefillah. But it didn't come to him without tefillah. And that's why you find a lot of times that suddenly in midlife they all go bankrupt because the check bounced. The Baba's tefillah only lasted for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. You didn't put in any money into the account yourself, it's going to go bankrupt.
Why is it supposed to be rich? Maybe that's what I'm just asking you a question.
First of all, I didn't want to go down that road because you were sitting here. But the truth is, I didn't want to say that it's not always a schus having money. It could be the Rebbein Shalom wants him. You see how many problems and how many screwed up kids are around because of the parents' money, and how much money does damage. It could be an oinish for him. Okay, I don't want to go down that road. But Be'etzem, it's brought down in Mefurish and Pesukim that faket, money sometimes is the way the Rebbein Shlomo gives his oinish. And I looks on the outside that he's getting something. That look is an isoin for us. We who are sitting around and watching from the outside that doesn't know really what's going on inside, we see it looks as if, you know, right?
Like you always say, if someone goes to work on his teenager, and so he's going to be bankrupt,
right? It's not batuach.
But it's about you.
No. A person gets a certain amount of money every year. Is there something like that also, like a person gets a certain amount of money their whole life?
Yeah, 100%. No, but every year you get a certain amount of money. You have a bechira, how are you going to get the money?
No, but is there also like a bigger...
Let me give you a marshal. Written on Rosh Hashanah, you're going to make $1 million. You go along, and you do a credit card swipe. Right? You do a scandal, and you make $1 million. That $1 million was coming to you anyway. No ganav has more money because he did a maisa ganeva. He's going to get that money anyway. You have a bechira that you could have got it through a lottery, you could have got it through working, or you could have got it through whatever, a yerusha.
Why does the guy lose all his money? He made all that money that year because Hashem gave him all that money that year.
No. Why is he losing?
Why is that not that year's money?
That's that year's money.
But then why does he lose it the next year if he saved it? People lose all their money.
100%, because there's a new gezeira on Rosh Hashanah.
Any money. So he should have spent it all that year?
No, he didn't.
More.
Well,
he lost more.
He lost different money.
No, because then there would be no zero to begin with.
Had he spent all that money that year, then the next year he would have
taken $100 million, and they would have.
Okay, well, he had not to talk about Amuna or Bechira or Kesa. We're talking about Tefillah.
What about a speeding ticket? Is that
not 100%. 100%. 100%.
There's only 3
things. Most guys who go to work during the Zaman end up with about 5 speeding tickets, so there's nothing left from their money, because they shouldn't have got the money anyway.
Oh, so a speeding ticket is
bonus. What do you mean bonus?
It's part of the cushion. I mean,
100%. Now, you didn't have to get that speeding ticket because you could have been in the base of Medish not getting that speeding ticket. The only reason why you got that speeding ticket is because you made an extra $1,000, so now you have to go and spend your time for lawyers and what are called fighting it that you shouldn't get points on your thingy, Bob.
Oh, say that.
And if you're a careful driver, you lose it from
what?
Parking ticket.
Same thing as the car breaking down or whatever.
Or you get robbed because you're someone comes to your car and gets it out. I go robbed, and I go robbed, say $1 billion.
Right.
Just saying that.
$1 billion you were going to make anyway. You couldn't have got that $1 billion from a Geneva. So
there's no point in putting it in Shabbos.
How does Bechira come to play in
this? No. You're 100%, but you have to be on the Madrega. Everybody has to know their Madrega.
Buy one lottery ticket a year, learn, and you're good.
100%. If you're on the Madrega of the Chazanish, if you're on the Madrega of the Chazanish, you could do it.
Who's the story that his wife told him? His wife didn't have enough bitachon, and she said that you should get a job. And he walked down, he just walked, found a sack of money, and came back home.
Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, his wife once came to him and told him that there's no money in the house to for Shabbos. So, and she kept pushing him. So he put on his coat. So she asked him, where are you going? So he said that he gave Machanish Tadlos. And he walked down the road and he saw a coin on the floor. He picked up the coin and he went back home. He gave it to his wife. That was enough to make Shabbos. Now, are you on that Madrega? No. But it depends on which Madrega Bitochen you're on. Now, if you were on that Madrega, you wouldn't need to buy a lottery ticket because you wouldn't want the $1 million because it wouldn't mean anything to you. So when you want the $1 million, you're going to have to work for it because be'etzim $1 million is nothing. Right? The minute you have a chashivas for the $1 million, you're already not in that Madrega of Emunah and Bitochen because you're looking at something different in life. You got it? You know where I'm coming from? Okay, can we go right about Tfilah? Now, Oral v'ches Hashem le'ezer brocha yishum in Hashem lo'yovo lo'ya ha'toiv ahu. He's not going to get that toiv elo alidei Tfilah. Only through Tfilah. V'im lo'yiftach ha'shah, and if he doesn't open up that shah, that gate, where everything, where the Rebbein Shalom wants him to go through, to get the nisharim kol ha'matonos, all the matonos ha'toivis, all these presents, ma'ashem yizbroch tzvurim, is packed up, and is standing by upstairs in Shemaim, it's all left hanging in midair, right? You can do a Maisa Chesed, Rebellion explains, you can do a Maisa Chesed, and the Maisa Chesed causes that you deserve now, let's call a spade a spade, you deserve now, ich weiß, a new house, a new car. Okay, so Rebellion Shalom decides, okay, you get a new car. That new car, even though you were coining it with the schus of your Maisa Chesed, is not coming down until you daven for it. Now, that doesn't mean you should daven for a new car. Now, v'erichi b'zeh ha'ntziv gabe inyina panosa. V'evi l'zeh raya, kamarayis, sha'afilu la'acha haftocha elokis. Even after the Rebbein Shalom promises you that you are going to get it, tzorech adayin tfilu l'kabalas haftocha. You still need davening to get that haftocha.
This haftocha is talking about the Anrish Shana.
Any haftocha. It could be haftocha during the year that you did a murdika maisa chesed, that because of this maisa chesed, you're going to get a certain thing. So it's Rebbein Shalom. It's kumtia. But you can't get it until you turn the lock of the door. Right? The postman arrived at the door. If you don't open up the door, you're not getting the package. Filler opens up the door. V'achinami b'inin ha-geula. Also the Gabi Gula. Hadoros ha-acharonim miyuchodim b'zeh. A special. We are living a special generation. Shem ha-ma'ava. We are the, how do you say ma'ava? The transition, that's a good word. That's a transition period. Ben Olam Hazeh, the Yemois HaMashiach. Right? In the next 250 years, Mashiach's coming. He might come tomorrow. But the latest point is going to be in 6 years to 6,000. Where we're holding? 5,740.
75.
Tovshin Ayin Hey, we're holding. Right, 75. So you're talking about 225. So if we're not Zeicha, our Einiklach might be Zeicha. Depending on what age you get married, right? But Ava Bisha Agula Tovat Idea Toiru Maisim Tovim Vayisurim Vamisirus Nefesh Shekol Aderes Yachad. Even though the Gula is going to come through Toiru and Maisim Tovim and all the Mesirus Nefesh of all the generation that gave up for the Rebbeinu Shloim, Mikol Mokim Gam LaAcha Shakol Muchan LeGula. Everything's ready. Rebbeinu Shloim says Mashiach's on his way. It's not going to come Lo Yiftach Hashah El Aldei Tfila. It's only going to come through tefillah. That's why tefillah is so important in our generation. Because we have a big door to open up. The door of geula. K'dechsib b'v'chi yavoyu. It'll come with tears. U'betachanunim ayvilam. And only with tachanunim, with tefillah, I will bring them to the geula. V'doshit chazal she'en ha'geulu is chesus el yadei ha'tefillah. Chazal say that the tefillah is the only thing that brings it back. That's what we have to work on tefillah more than all the other generations because we are the transition period. So therefore, tefillah for us to have a geula, for us to have anything, has to be dafka through tefillah. Now, in order for us, why is tefillah so important in today's generation? Because we are the transition period of taking all the matana that the Bnei Shalom has waiting for us from all the mysterious nefesh of all the generations. We are zecha to the geula, but if we don't daven for it, it ain't happening. V'hinyan, v'hine, inyan esek ha-tfila, hum advarm ha-tzrichin chizik tomit. It's something that needs a chizik the whole time. Ki af al pishayim advarm ha-oim de-merumu shaloylam, even though these tfila is from the things that are berumu shaloylam, how do you say berumu shaloylam? The heights of the, that hold the world together. Mikol mokin kwa muba v'gemora shebnei odam mezalzinim bo. Don't think it's a new generation of 2000 that will mezalzel with tefillah. The Gemara talks about it. That people will mezalzel with the koyach tefillah. Ki einam yoidim, because they don't know, kama royim mus gonas b'secha. They don't know how much is hidden, how much height and royim mus is hidden in the tefillah. V'gama simcha v'acheshek, the simcha and the cheshek to daven, b'avodezu rechoykehi, is miles away. It's the harab of ne'adam. People don't really appreciate what tefillah is. Tefillah is not just davening for your brocha. Tefillah is being connected. It's talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Afilo eitzer elu she'en mezalzelim bo. Even those people are not mezalzel with tefillah, and they're makbid. They still don't understand what the koyach tefillah. They still don't understand what it means tefillah. Tefillah is connecting, talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The minute that you talk to the Rebbeinu Shalom, you connect with him. The minute that you can talk to him straight, it becomes a different kesha. Ribbono Shel Olam Adrabba will answer you because you're connected with him. We're not going to be married there. Now, what is this? He goes ahead and explains what is this simcha that we need from tefillah. What's pshat? I'm going to walk into davening and have a kalbach l'chodeidi. That's simcha shel tefillah. That's what it means. Some Harry gets up there and starts singing l'chodeidi. Some kalbach nigan, if I'm going to feel Shabbos.
Of course, yeah.
No, that's not what simcha tefillah means. That might be that you want to get connected, so your way of connection is singing some song. That's nothing to do with tefillah. That's your personal emotions that you're giving out in tefillah. But that's not what tefillah's about.
Who's
that?
You're gonna have a better feel.
Right? Is it the?
That has nothing to do with your.
Some of it.
Do you understand what I just said? You get what I mean?
What?
No, I don't. It's not simcha. My first Eder doesn't get that long. Just come on.
You're getting simcha, which is gonna help you have tefillah.
I'll repeat it again. Okay. The simcha that when you sing l'chadoidi, it's you that's getting happy. You feel good about it. you feel good, it was gishmak. That has nothing to do with your connection to God. Tefillah is being connected to God. Right, let me ask you a different question. Let me ask you a different question. I'll ask you a different question. I'll ask you a different question. Let's say you go for a walk with your wife, right? You have a shmooze with her, very deep, intellectual, you know, tachlis dike shmooze for 2 hours. That connects you. You become closer. What's closer, that shmooze, or you dancing in front of her, or dancing around the table with her, holding hand in hand, and doing a waltz with her to some fashtunkene niggun, right? Yeah. What's going to cause you to get closer?
Good
shmooze.
Your talk.
Good
muscle.
But
well, what's the talk
doing? No, good shmooze. How do you connect to
he doesn't know what, he doesn't know what that means, good shmooze. If you'd know what that was, he wouldn't be sitting here.
Wait a minute. I have a question for you. I'll ask you a different one. Let's say someone's in a good mood or a bad mood, right? And he comes to daven. And he daven's in a good mood. And someone daven's in a bad mood. Which one does he feel more connected to God?
So that's a personal...
It's a personal level.
It's a personal hargosha that has nothing to do with be'etzim, your connection with God. Can I ask you a question? If you're in a bad mood from business and you come home and you start talking to your wife and you have a conversation with her for half an hour because you were in a bad mood, does that connect you any less than if you were in a good mood that you came home and you just made $1 million? No shaykhas. Do you understand what I'm saying?
How do you feel like you're actually talking to him?
Does everybody else understand?
How do you connect to God?
Perhaps I'm saying the wrong marshal. I shouldn't be talking about husband and wife. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about roommates. So I understand what the shame is.
You're
in a bad mood. You come home from the office. You're all frustrated. And you sit down and have a good schmooze with your wife. Right? Are you having less of a connection with your wife because you were in a bad mood? Or if you came home and you were jumping around from Simcha because you made $1 million and then you sat down and had a conversation with your wife? The same conversation you would have when you're bad mood. Is your regesh or your connection with your wife any better or bigger because you're in a better mood?
Difference up there that the simple's coming
it's
from.
Probably even better when you're in a bad mood.
He had a conversation and then he got happy, or he had a conversation and then he got sad. Yeah, the simple's, the motion you're giving is the simple's before, though, before he comes home.
That's what I'm saying. The lachadoidi is not the simcha from the tefillah. The lachadoidi is you dancing around because you're in one of those moods, either because you took a drink before Shabbos, right? Even though it says layochel adam achetach shach. So most of the yeshiva over here, Paskins light up Yosi. Right? But even if you don't go that way, even if you go down that road, but a guy walks in, he's feeling Shabbos. What's he feeling Shabbos from? He doesn't even know what the whole Shabbos is all about. Right? But he's in one of those high moods for whatever reason. Right? The weed was good that day. Whatever it was. Okay? So he walks into Lachadoidi in a great mood. Has that anything to do with tefillah? Nothing.
So how do you connect to that?
Oh, so that's what I'm here for. Yeah. It takes time. You're not going to get the answers to Rebbe in one night. I know you're a Rebbe Sheinikel and you're a Rebbe and you think you can get it all in one night, but it's not happening, baby. Okay? Even Jesus didn't get it in one night. Okay? Okay, now. This is what he says over here. Ach zois yesh letzayim. Simcha shel mitzvah mahi. Shemadabrim al inim shel mitzvah, simcha shel mitzvah. We're not talking about the kind of simcha that we are used to in our days. Lamoshel, chasna, where the simcha is peretz kogwiz, where you go mshuga and you dance like a nutcase. Ubolidei bitu b'chol mina oifanim, and it shows itself in all different ways of chitzoinis. Chitzoinis means the way you dance, the rikudim, what you wiggle, how you wiggle, right? That's all chitzoinis dika ways of showing simcha. Yes? We're not talking about that kind of simcha. We're not talking about that kind of simcha. We're talking about ike inyan ha-simcha kan, hiya gosha pnimis, is a certain inner feeling, what we call contentment. Sha mitzvah manika, that the mitzvah gives to you, to the ones who are makayim. Vihi, ha-hargosha, she yesh loy sipuk basiyosu, the hargosha that you feel good when you do it, and it feels good when he does that mitzvah. He's not b'kaim the mitzvah, that I have a chiv. You know what? Shkia, wow, I've got a daven mincha. Okay, let's daven mincha. That's pshat. You're being mamali yachiv. That has nothing to do with speaking to God. You have a chiv mitzvah. The same way as I put on film. The same way as whatever. I have to make a brocha before I eat, right? And we make a brocha. You know, we don't even know what we're saying, right? And we make the brocha because that's a chiv. So I do my, you know, like the Christians do. I come on Sunday and say, Father, I have sinned. Here's 50 shekel. And sometimes there's a sale, 2 for 1. Whatever it is, doesn't make a difference. But that's the chiyuv. But here he wants us to know, when you walk into Davin, you've got to feel that it's a chilig me'etzem achayim. I feel the moshel. I'll give you a moshel. And the reason why I use this moshel always is because this is what Chazal use always. Ish v'isho. When you sit down to speak to your wife, most times, I'm not talking about when you get into a fight with her, but most times, when you sit down, you're not doing it because you're mechuyev, you're doing it because you want to. Because you want to have that kesher with her, and you want to build a relationship, and it gets stronger and stronger as life moves on. And you never get bored of schmoozing with her unless you really fell in badly. Right? But on most occasions, most times, pashtus, the intelligence that you have and the intelligence that she has, right, basically are both minus something. So we have what to talk about, right? So the connection that we build up together is, I want that connection. I feel good when I've spoken to her and I've spent time with her. I'm not. If you would walk into your house and now suddenly realize, you know, I'm coming home, I'm married, I've got a chiv that I've got to speak to my wife for 10 minutes. You ain't going to have much of a, you know what I mean? These guys who, you know, were told by the chosen shmuz that you must bring flowers every Friday to your wife. You know what I mean? I've heard from women, you know, I'm not interested in my husband's flowers because the chosen guy told her to bring flowers. I'm interested in flowers because he wants to bring me flowers, right? That's why I never bring my wife flowers. But in the big picture, that is be'etzem what it's about. Tefillah is not about being memale yochiv. I walk into my house and I feel now I have a mitzvah to be mesamech my wife, so I must sit down for 15 minutes. That kind of talk is not going to work. When they both feel, when you have a certain inner feeling, I want to speak to the Rebbein Yishleilim, I want to speak to him, then there's something, it's a whole different conversation. It's a whole different connection. That simcha is not a simcha of mitzvah. That's you're not going to find in the Lachadoides. Pinchas once said a Moedei Kavod, when you're talking about simcha.
He says, want to come to davening because you want to save that shah.
Yeah. I'm not so sure about that, because if it wouldn't be the shah's davening, so these guys would be making a kumzitz with a guitar. Right? Yeah, for sure. But now, I'll give you a model.
Talk about the average guy that goes through, that enjoys Kalbach Davening or whatever it is.
I enjoy Kalbach Davening because I enjoy the Nusuch. It's a beautiful Nusuch.
So
it's not a Nusuch that's Mosera and Klali, so, but you know what? There's some sort, you know, it's nice. I wouldn't exactly, it's funny, you know. Pinchas says a Muridik Avot. He says, everybody talks about when you come to a kumzitz, you get Yisrael, you know, it's gewaldige Sach. You know, people feel mamash, non to the Ribbono Shel'olam, close to the Ribbono Shel'olam. He says, I've yet to see the bocha that goes from a kumzitz and runs into the Beis HaMedrash and sits and learns for 2 hours.
Well, it keeps you going throughout the week, though. Very nice. You're not gonna go learn in the
Beis HaMedrash
for 2 hours.
But
for some people, that's
their Osiris. If it was a real Osiris. I'm not knocking, don't come to me, I'm not knocking a kumzitz. It's a very nice zach, and it could be you know, you feel very good about it. But in the big picture, it's not a hisayrus that's causing you to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Because I'm not going to sit down and learn afterwards?
100%.
But there's...
100%. It's two M's for you to agree with it.
Most will not give you a service if you need an outlet or something.
Because most kumzitz is an outlet.
Yeah. So every Thursday night, I went to kumzitz.
But in the big picture, if somebody got up and gave a shmooze and put the fear of God into you and the chashivas of Torah, it might be one boch who might sit down and take a gemara afterwards. It'll do more than the kumzitz.
How long will that?
I'm not getting into that. So everybody needs chizuk every day. Chassam Sefer said on himself, that the day that he doesn't learn Musa, he feels a Shvachkeit in Yerushalayim. Now, on the Chassam Sofer's Madrega, where he was a Baal Ruach HaKadosh, he felt some sort of Shvachkeit. So what we're talking about us. You hear Rabbi Vakshel?
Rabbi, Thursday night I went to convince a few other guys and we sat down afterwards and learned for a half hour.
Yeah, because only because of the Schus of Chumash Rashi.
Because
there was a Chumash Rashi that Poshit was part of your neshama of the Chumash Rashi every Thursday night. So you couldn't go Thursday night without Chumash Rashi. So there was two guys sitting there at Chumash Rashi. So you joined them.
I actually told them to, we should go do it.
The thing is, though, it might give you a different Yisaris. It might give you Yisaris, okay, so now I'm not going to go to town.
What?
It might give you Yisaris as in, like, you feel closer. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to run to go learn, but it means
Maskin.
Now I'm not going to... I was going to go to town, I was going to drink, and I was going to call that Rasha. Now I'm not.
But they give you Yisaris, you just happen to be doing something else.
Yeah, but no, but if what I'm
saying
that's
what it's after effects. It's an outlet. But say that it's an outlet because it's a gishmaka kosher outlet. Instead of, I need an outlet, so now I have a kosher outlet sitting on the steps by the kosher, and I have these dimyonis that are next to the mokum amigdash, so the nigun sounds better, right? But that's not. I'm not knocking it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking it. I'm just putting it into perspective. Let's not get carried away. I'm saying the embers. That's all. That's all. Let's be in perspective. So what's the problem? What's everybody fighting about? They can't face the emes.
It's rough.
It's called PlayStation reality.
Based on this information, there's never such a thing called feeling connected to God because it's just an emotion. It's just that I'm passing emotion that something happened. You're giving out your emotion in that way.
There is a lot of emes in what you're saying.
What do you mean? There's such a thing as talking to Hashem through your heart.
You can talk. I know why you're getting so nervous about it. What's so terrible?
And what's the point of this whole thing of
what?
Kavach Davri, you're not.
What's the point of talking to God if it's just an emotion?
100%. 100%.
Just an emotion.
Really? Hashem,
can you tell me? Can you tell me? Can you tell me one guy who's a Talmud from Kalbach who's emotionally stable?
No, there's a thing of talking to Hashem.
And whoever is moved on, right? Now he does. He has big schosim. I'm not taking it away. He has big schosim. He saved thousands of people from marrying to goyim, and he saved thousands of people. And there's people who are sitting and learning today in Batei Midrashim. Because their father became Kalbach Nix, and they moved on. But you can't run a life based on emotion. That's all. 100%. Chassidus is a gewaldig gezach, but you're getting the wrong thing, you're getting the wrong end of the stick. The Lechodoidi and the Kariboins and Vachol is a chelek cotton of the big picture. Let's not take the toffle, let's not take the peel and throw away throw away the fruit. You with me? Eitzel harba b'nei teira. Esa dakot, ani ben savad. Eitzel harba b'nei teira, afa pisha ma'bat shelahem, alimada teira. By a lot of b'nei teira, even though the outlook is about limud haTorah, shezeh etzem achayim. This is my life. V'zeh einam alav u'mamales chayim yom yom, and they do it every day. You've got people who will sit and learn day in day out. And if you talk to them about b'nei Torah and the whole Torah, v'lohelchem lilmud ba'agosha, and they don't go to learn with a haragosha, with a feeling shezorch rak the sadeh mashu l'sitzli chavosa. People, a lot of people who are sitting and learning. They're not going. They're going because they enjoy it. They feel connected, and they take want to learn day in day out. And they're called a tachlis, and they believe in it. This is the tachlis achayim that we have to sit and learn. Mikol mokim, kishemagim la mitzvah shechayovim la kaimim pon misuyomas b'yom. Sometimes, even those people, when it comes to other mitzvahs that you have to keep, you have to do it a few times a day. Nasa mimela b'hargosha. The hargosha is their feeling is that's a choyv. Shetzorch la'asoyse because you got to do it. That is not what tefillah is all about. This is a point that stops a person feeling good when he does the mitzvah. Because you can't feel good when you're coming along and doing a mitzvah. He's not coming to feel good with the mitzvah. He's not feeling connected with the Bnei Shalom with the mitzvah. Only to be mechayim his chiyuv. To be mechayim his chiyuv, you'll never get connected. Tefillah is a lot tefillah. Well, he'll go through it slowly but surely. We'll go through it and we'll explain what tefillah is. Tefillah b'yisoda is talking to the Bnei Shalom. You want to get connected to the Bnei Shalom. And tefillah doesn't always have to mean that you daven three times a day. Tefillah can be you're standing by the bus stop and you start talking to the Bnei Shalom, which is brought down in all the swine, and it's not only in Breslov. Chofetz Chaim, you look around at the big, big Dalem, they all had his spiders. His spiders means talking to the Ribbono Shel, asking the Ribbono Shel, thanking the Ribbono Shel, explaining the Ribbono Shel that I'm going through a rough time and I can't deal with my nisyonos and I can't deal with my Yetzahara. Do me a favor. Let me get through it once. I've been fighting for 18 years on this Nakuda. I've been fighting this, and every time I do good, I just as I'm getting there, the Sultan comes in, help me. When Ribbono Shel hears such a tefillah, that tefillah gets answered. Why? Because he can't refuse it. Because the minute you connect to him and you understand that he's the one that can help you, and you feel the haragosha, you walk into daven to Ribbono Shel that he's the only one that can help you, he'll help you. He'll open up the shaft. The problem is we never talk to Ribbono Shel, so we never ask the Ribbono Shel to help us through whatever we're going through. There's a lady that once walked into the Chazon Ish, and she told the Chazon Ish that she doesn't have shoes to buy for the kids. So Chazon Ish turned around and said to her, I understand what your problem is. Go into the corner and ask the Bnei Shalom. Now, if you look at the Maisa, you know, that's the way you answer a lady who comes into the corner. Teretz is, the Chazon Ish was Be'etzem explaining how it works. And that's Be'etzem how it works. You can come in for a bracha from a gadol, it's all very nice. Either the bracha works or the bracha doesn't work. Depends on if you're roy, if you're fitting to get the bracha, it doesn't mean that the gadol's bracha didn't work. It means you weren't ready, you didn't have the kelim to be mekabel that bracha. Tefillah is 100% guarantee. Tefillah is 100% guarantee. When you have a connection with somebody, you're his best friend, and you go and ask him, do me a favor, and you know that favor most people wouldn't do. But this guy, because I'm so connected with him, will do it for you. You'll ask him. You'll ask him to do a massive favor. For most people, he'll never do it. But for you, he'll do it. Why? Because you have a beautiful connection with him. You're connected with him. So he'll go out of it. He'll go out of his way to do it. It's the same thing with Ribbono Shel. The minute you're connected to Ribbono Shel, you turn around to Ribbono Shel, you go into a corner and you turn around and you say, Rebbe Leben. You gave me a Yetzirah, you gave me a Yetzirah, you gave me a good head, you gave me this, you gave me that, Yishkoyach. But at the end of the day, I'm fighting this for 18 years, 19 years, 20 years, this Yetzirah, this gets in my way, this gets in my way. You've got to help me, you've got to get me through it. I promise you, there's no shine in my mind, it will make a difference. God bless you, we'll see you tomorrow night, Chumash, at what time? You can have it back. Another week of a chas, no? Better come back with some heavy cash. You can make a parlor meeting. You can make a parlor meeting. Making a parlor meeting for the Jew. I'm sure if you stand outside Shem Shabbos with that hat, you'll make a lot of money.